السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and also tonight the listeners of Radio Islam. Once again we have gathered for the majlis of zikr, which I always say is a majlis of tawbah. What we really do in this majlis is tawbah. Tawbah from all our sins, major, minor, sins of the eyes, ears, sins of the tongue, sins of the hands and feet, sins of the heart and mind, sins which we may have done in the light of day or darkness of nights, sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly. We make tawbah from all these sins. That is why we call this majlis a majlis of tawbah. Different kinds of majlises are held for different purposes. But this majlis is specifically for the purpose of tawbah from all sins and to renew our intention to do that which is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to restrain ourselves from that which is displeasing to our beloved Allah. That is what we do in this majlis. Therefore the topic or the mazmoon is always related to tawbah, istighfar. It is related to rujoo ila Allah. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion he said that the best of all months is the month of Ramadan. Said that the best of all months is the month of Ramadan. The best of all days is the day of Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah is the best of all days, what we term as Friday. But the correct thing is Jumu'ah. And then he said that the best action, the best deed, the best amal is that amal, or the best amal is the performance of Salat at its appropriate time. That the person performs his Salat at the appropriate time, at the correct time. He does not delay his salat until it becomes makruh, or does not make qaza of his salat. He said that is the best amal. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was informed of this saying of Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then he said that indeed Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned a great thing. He praised Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu for his statement. He said, but listen to me also. He said that the best of all months is that month in which the person has made tawbah from his sins. That is the best of all months. If he has made sincere tawbah from his sins, then that is the best of all months. Because even if it is the month of Ramadan, but the person hasn't made tawbah from his sins, then Ramadan is Mubarak. Ramadan is very, very Mubarak month. Indeed, it is the greatest of all months in the months of the Islamic calendar. But for this person who hasn't made tawbah, even that month of Ramadan does not become Mubarak because he is not making tawbah from his sins. In the month of Ramadan also he is drinking, he is gambling, or he is committing adultery and fornication. He is missing his salat. He is indulging in evil gazing, he's indulging in other kind of haram activities, watching the filth on the television. So then Ramadan month is very Mubarak. But for this person who hasn't made Tawbah in the month of Ramadan also, then that for him it is not Mubarak. It will not bring barakat for him. So therefore, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he says that the best of all months is that month in which the person has made Tawbah from his sins. If he makes Tawbah from his sins, then it is a very Mubarak month for him. Even though it may not be the month of Ramadan, but it will be a very Mubarak month because this person has made sincere Tawbah from all his sins. And then if he gets the month of Ramadan, then it is Nurun ala Nur. So what I was saying, that Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he said that there are three amal, or he said that there are three, that the best of all months is the month of Ramadan, the best of all days is the day of Jumu'ah, and he said the best amal is making salat at the appropriate time, at the correct time. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he praised him, and then he said, now listen to me. He said that the best of all months is that month in which this person makes Tawbah from his sins. So imagine if that is the best of all months, so then if he's making Tawbah every day, then what? If that is the best of all months in which he made Tawbah, then what about that person who's making Tawbah every day? And not only every day, but he's making many, many times a day sincere Tawbah from all sins. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make istighfar 70 times a day, and according to some hadith, 100 times a day. Now which sin did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam commit that he was making istighfar? And we make sins, we commit sins day and night, and we are unconcerned. So he said that that is the best month in which the person made Tawbah from his sins. And then he said the best of all days, the best of all days is that day in which the person leaves this world in a state of iman. That is the best of all days, the day in which the person departs from this world in a state of iman. This great ni'mat, this great amanat, he takes with him. Iman which was in his heart, he does not leave it behind in this world and leave this world by making statements of kufr or saying or doing such things which lead a person to kufr. He must not be one of those people who does the morning or gets up in the morning as a Muslim, as a believer, wa yumsi kafira, and in the evening the person is a disbeliever. Or in the evening he is a believer, and in the morning he is a disbeliever. So he says the best of all days is that day in which this person leaves the world in a state of iman. Iman par uska agar khatima ho gaya, toh bohat mubarak din hai. Warna sari zindagi jo kuch kiya, all the ibadat, zikr, tilawat, everything in its place. But if he does not leave this world with iman, then it's perpetual doom. Therefore, every Ahlullah was concerned about the Akhirat. Every Wali of Allah, every Nabi of Allah, every Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every person's concern was the Akhirat. So he says, that is the best of all days. And he said, the best of all amal is that amal which becomes maqbool indallah. That amal, that action, that deed which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes maqbool, he says, I am pleased with you, O my servant. This deed of yours I have accepted. Then that is the best of all deeds. Because the person can be making salat in the appropriate time. He can be giving zakat. He can be making hajj. He can be giving sadaqat. He can be doing so many righteous deeds, zikr and tilawat of the Quran Sharif, and qira'at, and singing of Naat Sharif, and making zikrullah, and making tahajjud, ishraq and chasht. But if it is not maqbool, then the person has wasted his good time. And why does it become na maqbool? Why does Allah Ta'ala reject it? when the person hasn't got ikhlas in that amal, when there's no sincerity in it, when it is for show, when it is riya in it, or for some other such kind of reasons, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rejects it. So he spent all his time, all his effort, all his money, all his energy, and at the end of the day, that amal has been rejected. So therefore, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the best of all months is that month in which the person has made sincere tawbah from his sins. And the best of all days in a person's life is that day in which he leaves this world, in which his soul departs in a state of iman. And the best of all actions and deeds is that deed which it becomes maqbool by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this majlis, therefore I say, is a majlis of tawbah. That we are making sincere tawbah, or we attempt to make sincere tawbah from all our sins. We pledge that, oh Allah, we are not going to return to those sins. We have no intention of returning to them. Because if the person has got every intention of going back to those sins, then he is making a mockery of tawbah. The person who had plenty of dirt and filth on his body, so he went under the shower, and his intention is to put that dirt, that filth, back onto his body after the shower. He goes under the shower because there's urine, stool, and other kind of filth on his body. So he puts soap, and he washes his body, and when he starts beginning to smell fragrant, then immediately he goes and puts all that filth back onto his body. Or it is his intention to do that immediately after that shower. Then definitely we all will give one straightforward fatwa of what you always hear, that this person must be dispatched immediately to the nearest asylum. Don't delay. Ye pagal ban gaya hai. Iska dimag kharab ho gaya hai. गंदगी दूर करने के बाद फौरन गंदगी अपने ऊपर फिर डाल देता है. So the person who is sitting in a majlis of tawbah and he's got every intention of returning to that sin, then what is the difference between the two people? Jumu'ah days we come, we have a shower and we come to the masjid, we make tawbah, and we got every intention of going back to the casino, going back to the disco, going back to the rave club, going back to the zina, adultery, fornication. In fact, sometimes they got the chips in their pockets. I'm not talking about potato chips. They got potato chips, then it's halal. After the namaz, you can go and eat it. So they got the chips in their pockets. So what kind of tawbah is that? That is the reason why we can't seem to be getting that sukoon dil. That sukoon which we are in search of, we are not finding it because of this reason, that we are not making sincere tawbah. But if the person at the time of tawbah has got no intention of breaking that tawbah, in fact he's got every intention of retaining that tawbah, but then accidentally the person got caught again, he was overwhelmed, overpowered by nafs and shaitan, then that beautiful couplet of Khaja Azizul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayh, which you have heard 1001 times now, kushti to hai unse umr bhar ki, kabhi tu daba le kabhi wo daba le, jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chode, jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chode, ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, جو سو بار ٹوٹے تو سو بار جوڑے. That is accident. So tawbah and istighfar is something that which we must make part and parcel of our lives. It must become our habit. The moment we committed some sin, immediately cry so much to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends the signal into the heart that, oh my servant, I have forgiven you. And if it involves the rights of others, then of course no matter how much tears we will shed, it is not forgiven. After shedding those tears, then we must fulfill those rights. Especially if we are making zulm on anybody, then seek forgiveness. Whether that zulm is an injustice has been done to one's own wife or own child or own brother or neighbor or family member or distant relative or stranger. But if it is zulm, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not accept the tawbah. The person will have to seek forgiveness. So make sincere tawbah and then see what we feel in our hearts. Wallah, we'll find a great change coming in our hearts. And Allah ta'ala will give sukoon. He will definitely give sukoon. As I mentioned the other night in that poetry when that Mawlana was reciting, of Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum wa Shaykh, that if sukoon dil, tranquility of the heart, if it was like petrol, for the benefit of those who were not here, if it was like petrol, then the kuffar also would have drilled it and taken it out from the ground. They would have drilled it. Petrol is underground, oil is underground, they drill it. And they take it out. Science and technology has advanced so much that now they can do things which baffle our imagination. I give the example of our cell phone itself. There's a whole team that's working for the different companies. Every day they want to come up with some new kind of technology so that they may be able to compete in the marketplace. And what kind of technology that is baffling our imagination. So they would have said, well, if Sukune Dil is somewhere underground, then we will got the technology now, we will take it out, we will drill it. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not put Sukune Dil underground. Underground we get oil, we get gold, we get silver, we get uranium, we get platinum, we get gems, we get diamonds, we get everything underground. And it is taken out from there. But Sukune Dil Allah Ta'ala kept in His khazana, in His treasures. And the agents for the sukune dil are the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the awliya-i kiram, the ulama-i haq, the mashayikh-i izam. That they are the agents. They tell us how to get that sukune dil. Not from underground, but from above. Build up that connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Stay away from sins and from haram. And then you will get from the treasures of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sukune dil. It will land on that heart. Under all conditions, that person will have sukoon, irrespective of what condition he is in. This is the purpose of this majlis. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. And keep that saying of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu before us all the time. That the best of all months is that month in which the person has made tawbah from all his sins. The best of all days is the day in which he departs from this world with iman in his heart. We don't know in what condition our death will come. When a person is committing zina, the iman leaves his body. Like an umbrella above him it is. Now what if he dies in that state of zina? Where is that iman? Or the person who is bragging about his sins, is committing sins and is happy, is bragging about it, is advertising it, is announcing it, is telling others also, you also join me in this sin, and there's great enjoyment and fun and pleasure in sins, then where is the iman? So the best day is that day in which the person leaves this world with iman. And the best amal is that amal which Allah Ta'ala out of His fazal makes maqbool. If Allah Ta'ala makes our amal maqbool out of His fazal, then that is the best of all amals. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, after completing the building of the Kaaba Sharif, what does he say? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Qubuliyat is shart. I was going to read something else, but nevertheless, this is Zikr Majlis, so I terminate here. That maqbooliyat is shart. A person can have the best bride. She adorned herself. She's got the best gown and she's got her whole makeup. Sometimes so much makeup that she looks like the best clown in town. So to her, she's looking very pretty, and all her friends also say, "You're looking very beautiful." But when the husband will say, "I love you," then that is the day for her to smile. When Allah Ta'ala will say, "My servant, I love you," then that will be the day for us to smile. May Allah Ta'ala accept our weak a'mal with the shan of Rahimi Kareemi. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو کون مقام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیام تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ اللہ 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 اللہ
illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah.
जान से भी जो मुझको है प्यारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू. Oh my beloved Allah, I must love you more than my life. So what is my life? You have given me the life.
जान से भी जो मुझको है प्यारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू.
जिसके लिए सब कुछ है गवारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू.
दोनों जहां में मेरा सहारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू. दोनों जहां में मेरा सहारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू.
मेरी नाव का कीवन हारा तू ही तू हाँ तू ही तू.
कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह.
कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह.
इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह, 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 इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह.
ऐसा समा जा मेरी नजर में जलवा तेरा देखूं हर सू.
ऐसा समा जा मेरी नजर में जलवा तेरा देखूं हर सू.
गैबत दंबर को भी न हो हर वक्त रहूं मैं रूदर्रू.
ऐसा समा जा मेरी नजर में जलवा तेरा देखूं हर सू.
गैबत दंबर को भी न हो हर वक्त रहूं मैं रूदर्रू.
मेरे लिए बाजार जहां हो सरबसर एक मैदान हो.
मेरे लिए बाजार जहां हो सरबसर एक मैदान हो.
तू ही तू हो तू ही तू, तू ही तू हो तू ही तू.
कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह.
इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह, 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 इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह.
जर्रा जर्रा कतरा कतरा रतबो याबिस बहरों बर.
zarra zarra qatra qatra ratbo yabis bahro bar nuro naro ojo pasti kufro ima khairo shar. Ek zuba ho kar ye sab ke sab dete hain teri khabar. Tere aage hai chahe har she, tu hi hai sabse bartar. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laak ho manzar pesh nigaah. Illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah. Illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of my heart. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of my heart. The heart which is seeped in indifference, negligence, heedlessness, in ghaflat, in the drowning in the ocean of negligence. Oh Allah, change the condition of this heart. Transplant a healthy spiritual heart into my body. How long am I going to live a life of sin on the surface of the earth? Am I not seeing with my very eyes janazas? Am I not seeing the deaths of people? Sudden deaths, sudden deaths. No warning sign of any kind. Fit, healthy, young. The best of all cars, the best of all cell phones, the best of all homes, the best of all bank balances. Enjoyment, fun, pleasure, rave clubs, discos, cinemas, theaters, adultery, fornication. The wealth is able to purchase all kinds of haram entertainment. And suddenly the person is gone. And no question of age, he is only a 15-year-old youngster, 16, 18, 20, 7 and 8, and even less. Suddenly they're gone. So how long am I going to live on this surface? Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala which are halal. Stay away from haram, that's all.
ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے With every beat of my heart, oh my Allah, I hear Allah, Allah, Allah. And I get such enjoyment, such enjoyment, such enjoyment. That what do those who are indulging in sins know about enjoyment? Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستا پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستا رہوں کیوں دل شکستا دل بدل دے رہوں کیوں دل شکستا دل بدل دے او مائی اللہ آئی ایم ایٹ یور ڈور بروکن ہارٹڈ بٹ وائی شوڈ آئی بی بروکن ہارٹڈ ایٹ یور ڈور when you have all the power to change. Oh my Allah. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او بھائی بلبن اللہ او بھائی رحیم اللہ او بھائی کریم اللہ او بھائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ O my most compassionate, loving, caring Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you. O my Allah, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, Ya Allah, you are still giving us food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads. modes of transport to travel around. Ya Allah, you are blessing us with so much of your bounties. Day and night you are showering upon us your bounties. Your bounties are unlimited upon us. We cannot count your bounties, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are breathing in, we are exhaling. Ay, very Allah, our heart, liver and lungs are all functioning. Very Allah, our bladders are functioning, our kidneys are functioning. Very Allah, our eyes are seeing, our ears are listening, our tongues are speaking. Oh my beloved Allah, how much of your ni'mats you are blessing us with in spite of all our sins. Ha, my Allah, how beautiful you are. Tu kitna raheem hai, tu kitna kareem hai, tu kitna pyara Allah hai. My Allah, we haven't recognized you. Ya Allah, we haven't been able to do justice. Ya Allah, we will never ever be able to do justice. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging our weakness, our helplessness, our shortcomings, our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you. Ya Allah, we are not justifying our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not announcing our sins. We are not happy over our sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. From the time we became of age up till now, Ya Allah, whatever sins we committed, forgive them. You are well aware of everything that we did, that we said. Every action, every deed of ours was before your gaze and before your sight. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. Ya Allah, you could have asked the earth to swallow us up the moment we committed sins on the surface of the earth. Ya Allah, you could have sent gale force winds against us and destroyed us. Ya Allah, you could have destroyed us in flood waters. Ya Allah, your forces are unlimited. But how kind you are, how generous you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are, how loving you are, how caring you are. Ay, mere Allah, aaj raat hame maaf kar de. Ay Allah, ab to maaf kar de. How long are we going to walk on the surface of your earth like hypocrites, oh my Allah? How long are we going to live a life of sin and vice and evil? How long are we going to remain disobedient to you? Ay Allah, we use your very ni'mats and your very bounties for your disobedience. Mere Allah, hum teri hi ni'mate, tere hi nafarmani mein istemal karte. We use your ni'mats for your disobedience. If it had been anyone else, he would have destroyed us by now. But oh Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that something that's dearly beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ay, very Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Ya Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Oh my beloved Allah, you are seeing that ant. How can you not be aware of our movements? Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Oh my beloved Allah, how many times we have used our eyes for your disobedience. How much of haram gazes we have cast with our eyes. Ya Allah, you could have made us blind the moment we saw haram. But yet, oh my beloved Allah, you did not snatch away our sight. Ay, very Allah, how forgiving and tolerant you are. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues. Ya Allah, how much of lies we have spoken. How much of false oaths and qasams we have taken. How much of cursing and swearing and abuse we have done with our tongues. Very Allah, you could have made us dumb the moment we committed crimes of the tongue. Lekin mere pyare Allah, how tolerant you are. Ay Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. اے میرے پیارے خدا ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. O Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's concern until the day he passed away, the last moments of his life towards his ummah. اے میرے پیارے خدا اس امت کی مغفرت کر دے. یا اللہ shower the rahmat upon the ummat. یا اللہ open the doors of مغفرت for the ummat. یا اللہ forgive each and every one of us. یا اللہ آج رات ہمیں سب کو معاف کر. یا اللہ change the condition of our hearts. یا اللہ change the direction of our lives. یا اللہ we are on the road that leads to jahannam. We are on the road that takes us to the fire of hell. We are on the road that takes us to shaitan and nafs. Oh my beloved Allah, we have gone astray. We have gone far away from your deen. Oh my beloved Allah, bring us back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, man has mastered the science of transplanting of hearts. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are drowning in the oceans of indifference and negligence. Ay Allah, ghaflat ke darya mein hamare dil doobe huye hai. Hawa wa hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de, dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ay Allah, you are the only one who can change our hearts. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Madina Sharif. The road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Distance us from the road that leads to Nafs and Shaitan. Ya Allah, Nafs and Shaitan are our declared enemies. We have made them our friends. And oh my beloved Allah, you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom we should have made our friends. Ya Allah, we are most disobedient to you. Ya Allah, ab to hamare hal par raham farma. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Oh my beloved Allah, our hearts have been engulfed with evil passions and desires because of our constant reading of filthy literature, watching porn films and filthy films on the television, watching porn sites on the internet, reading filthy magazines and watching filthy pictures and casting evil glances all around. Ya Allah, our hearts have become filled with evil passions and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, clean and purify these hearts. Ya Allah, who is there to purify the hearts besides you? Ya Allah, the filth of the countries, the filth of the cities goes into the oceans. Just one wave of the ocean is sufficient to make the water of the ocean park. Ay Allah, with all the filth in our hearts, just one wave of your ocean of rahmat is sufficient to wash away our sins. Where Allah, brighten up our hearts. Light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of zuhad and qanaat. Light up our hearts with the noor of tilawat and zikr and ibadat. اے اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو منور کر دے, مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ کر دے. اے اللہ اب تو ہمارے دلوں میں آ جا, اب تو آ جا, اب تو خلوت ہو گئی, ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آ جا, اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. یا اللہ, although we are living amongst people, we are in our businesses and our professions and everything else, but Ya Allah, we want our hearts to be with you. Ya Allah, we have emptied our hearts. Now come into our hearts. Ya Allah, hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Become ours and make us yours. How long are you going to keep us distanced from you, O my Allah? Ya Allah, we want to become yours. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to get the enjoyment and taste of being yours. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan are our enemies. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours. Allah, we have distanced ourselves from you. How can there be barakat in our homes? How can there be barakat in our businesses? Oh my beloved Allah, when we are going towards haram, day and night, Ya Allah, we are chasing after haram. Ya Allah, distance us from haram. Ya Allah, when our homes are on interest, when our carpets are on interest, when our curtains are on interest, when our furniture are on interest, when the food we eat is purchased on interest. Ayyare Allah, just to compete with others, we are going towards the banks and borrowing on interest. Ya Allah, how can they mean barakat in our lives? Give us the himmat and courage, O my Allah, to throw out the evil from our lives, to clean and purify our lives of all evil. Ya Allah, bless us with long life, with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, hum bimar hai, hume shifa ata farma. Shifa is in your hands, O my Allah. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur. There's definitely effect in dua and dawa. But O Allah, the shifa is in your hands. Ya Allah, we are seeking shifa from you for our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ya Allah, cure us of all ailments. Those who are in hospitals, in homes, in clinics, wherever they may be, whoever is sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make their children the coolness of their eyes. Make the children the sadqa jariya for them. Oh Allah, bless the children with piety and taqwa. Those whose children have gone on to drugs and drinks and vices and evils, Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ey mere pyare Khuda, the ummat is suffering around the world. Europe, America, India, Pakistan, and especially, oh my beloved Allah, in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir and Iraq. In all other parts of the world, the beloved ummat of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through extremely difficult conditions. May Allah remove their difficulties and problems and hardships. Give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Give hidayat, oh my Allah, to the enemies of Islam. Bless them with Iman and Islam. Oh Allah, open the beauties of Islam to them. Ya Allah, bring them into the fold of Islam. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate, they have made up their mind, they will never ever accept Islam. And they will continue with the persecution and the torture and the suppression and the oppression of the Ummah. Then, oh my beloved Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Oh my Allah, send gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, send flood waters against them. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Cause disunity amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, put the awe of the Ummah in their hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ey mere Allah, tu apni ghaibi taqat se unko khatam farma. Allah, tu hamare gunahon ko mat dekh. We know that it is because of our sins we are suffering, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, a large part of the Ummah, there's no salat, there's no zakat, there's no hajj. There's no honesty in the dealings. Oh Allah, there's so much of sins in our lives. Lekin my Allah, oh my beloved Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at the blood of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which flowed for the sake of this Ummah. How much flowed in Taif that his shoes Mubarak became filled with his blood. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Taif, in Uhud. He falls down unconscious. Ya Allah, his teeth are shattered. 3 solid years he's boycotted and ostracized, oh my beloved Allah, in Shaabi ibn Abi Talib. No food is allowed. The time comes when they have to chew the leaves of trees for survival. Ya Allah, when he goes into sajda, intestines of animals placed on his back. Oh my Allah, look at the sacrifices that my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions made for this ummah. And oh Allah, with the barakat of those sacrifices, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world and come to you one day. Ey mere pyare Khuda, Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater or a gambling den or watching some filthy film or glued to some porn site on the internet or some other filthy web. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery, in fornication, popping drugs in our mouths or bottle of wine in our hands. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. We don't know when he is going to strike. Oh Allah, we are hearing, we are listening, we are seeing, we are reading, oh my Allah, of sudden deaths. Ay Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. Hamari ruh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Ay Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not Muqaddar Day, wherever it may be, let it be a death of Barkat. Ya Allah, bless us with Barkat in our homes, Barkat in our lives, Barkat in our health, Barkat in our wealth, Barkat in our businesses, Barkat in every ni'mat of yours. Don't seize our ni'mats, O Allah, because of our sins. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he begged for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions. Each and every one of them a shining star. Ay Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after kissing the Hajr Aswad, the du'as that he made for us. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. The du'as that he made whilst making the tawaf. The du'as that he made after touching the Rukne Yamani. The du'as that he made under the Mizab-e Rahmat. Mizab-e Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha. Hatim ke andar namazay padkar jo manga tha. Ay Allah, the Multazam, how long that sinless masoom Nabi attached his chest against the wall. How much of tears he shed at the Multazam for us. Ay Allah, all the du'as that he made at the Multazam, the du'as that he made behind Maqam Ibrahim, the du'as after drinking Zamzam, du'as on Safa and Marwa, du'as in Mina and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. Ha, my Allah! Ha, my Allah! How much he begged for us. All the du'as that he made at Arafat, and the du'as that he made in Muzdalifa. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our lives, our properties, and protect the entire ummah. Ya Allah, bless us with all that we have asked, and those desires which are in our hearts, and in the hearts of all those who are listening at this moment, oh my Allah, you are well aware of those desires. All the good desires that are in the hearts of our brothers and sisters who have raised their hands this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good desires. Fulfill all their good desires. Unki nek muradon ko pura kar de. Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Koi mujhse puche ve kya baagta ho. Koi mujhse puche ve kya baagta ho. میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں. میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا. یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا. یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں.
إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.